ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 4. Answers by citing the Lord's version. Atmatatvam Vasudhyartam Yat Aha Bhagavan Ritam Brahmane Darshayan Rupam Avyalika Vratadrita Atmatatvam Visudhyartam Yad Aha Bhagavan Ritam Brahmane Darshayan Rupan Avyalika Vyatadrita Atmatattva Visudhyartam Yad Aha Bhagavan Ritam Brahmano Darshayan Rupan Avyakta Vrat Vrata Trita Atma Tattvam Vasudhyarta Yad Aha Bhagavan Ritam Brahmane Darshayan Rupan Avyalika Vrata Trita Tatma vidurātam Jews. Atmatatvam. The science of God or that of the living entity. Visuddhi, purification. Artam, go. Yat, that which Aha said. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Ritam, in reality. Brahmane, unto Lord Brahma. Darshayan, by showing. Rupam, eternal form. Avyalika, without any deceptive motive. Brata, vow. Adrita, worshipped. Translation. O King, the personality of Godhead, being very much pleased with Lord Brahma because of his non-deceptive penance in Bhakti Yoga, presented his eternal and transcendental form before Brahma. And that is the objective goal for purifying the conditioned soul. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Atmatattva is the science of both God and the living entity. Both the Supreme Lord and the living entity are known as Atma. The Supreme Lord is called Paramatma, and the living entity is called the Atma, the Brahma, or the Jiva. Both the Paramatma and the Jivatma, being transcendental in the material energy, are called Atma. So Sukadeva Goswami explains this verse with the aim of purifying the truth of both the Paramatma and the Jivatma. Generally, people have many wrong conceptions about both of them. The wrong conception of the Jivatma is to identify the material body with the pure soul, and the wrong conception of the Paramatma is to think him on an equal level with the living entity. But both misconceptions can be removed by one stroke of Bhakti Yoga. Just as in the sunlight, both the sun and the world and everything within the sunlight are properly seen. In the darkness, one cannot see. In the darkness, one cannot see the sun, nor himself, nor the world. But in the sunlight, one can see the sun, himself, and the world around him. Srila Sukadeva Goswami therefore says that for purification of both wrong conceptions, the Lord presented his eternal form before Brahmaji, being fully satisfied by Brahma's non-deceptive vow of discharging Bhakti Yoga. Except for Bhakti Yoga, any method for realization of Atma Tattva, or the science of Atma, will prove deceptive in the long run. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that only by Bhakti Yoga can one know him perfectly, and then one can enter into the existence of God. Brahmaji undertook great penance in performing Bhakti Yoga, and thus he was able to see the transcendental form of the Lord. His transcendental form is 100% spiritual, and one can see him only by spiritualized vision after proper discharge of tapasya or penance in pure Bhakti Yoga. The form of the Lord manifested before Brahma is not one in the form with which we have experience in the material world. Brahmaji did not perform such severe types of penances just to see a form of material production. Therefore, the question by Maharaj Parikit about the form of the Lord is answered. The form of the Lord is Satchidananda, or eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But the material form of the living entity is neither eternal nor full of knowledge nor blissful. That is the distinction between the form of the Lord and that of the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul, however, can regain his form of eternal knowledge and bliss simply by seeing the Lord by means of Bhakti Yoga. The summary is that due to ignorance, the conditioned soul is encaged in the temporary varieties of several forms, of material forms. But the Supreme Lord has no such temporary form like the conditioned souls. He is always possessed in an eternal form of knowledge and bliss, and that is the difference between the Lord and the living entity. One can understand this difference by the process of Bhakti Yoga. Brahma was then told by the Lord the gist of Srimad Bhagavatam in four original verses. This Srimad Bhagavatam is not a creation of the mental speculators. The sound of Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental, and the resonance of Srimad Bhagavatam is as good as that of the Vedas. Thus, the topic of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of both the Lord and the living entity. Regularly reading or hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is also performance of Bhakti Yoga, and one can attain the highest perfection simply by the association of Srimad Bhagavatam. Both Sukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikit attained perfection through the medium of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atmatattvam Vasudhyartam Yadaha Bhagavan Ritam Brahmane Darshayan Rupam Avyalika Vratadrita. O King, the Personality of Godhead, being very much pleased with Lord Brahma because of his non-deceptive penance of Bhakti Yoga, presented his eternal and transcendental form before Brahma. And that is the objective goal for purifying the conditioned soul. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadira Adir Govindam Sarvakarna Karnam. In the Brahma Samhita, the first verse, Ishvara Parama, the supreme controller, that is Krishna. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. He has an eternal form of knowledge and bliss in form. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir. He is the original himself without origin. Sarvakarna Karnam. And the cause of all causes. Unfortunately, the deceptive, Srila Prabhupada points out, non-deceptive bhakti yoga. Non-deceptive is referring to not the impersonal platform of bhakti. They think that I'm merging into the Lord. I become the Lord. We were at one festival and they were saying, come feel the Bhav. And I was thinking, Bhav? First you have to have Shraddha. Ato Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tabajana Kriya Tato, what is it? Ato Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tabajana Kriya Tato Nivritir. Yeah. Bhav is way up there. You've got to have a little faith first. And what is that faith? That Krishna is the personality of Godhead and I am his eternal servant. This is the non-deceptive. But they're thinking in deception that both I and the Lord are one. I'm merging into the Lord. I merge into his existence. Any yoga studio you go to, unfortunately, these days, except for maybe Veda yoga, they say that the perfection is to merge into the form of the personality of Godhead. Let's all merge. This is deceptive. Totally deceptive. And we hear them. We've seen them. Always claiming to be on the platform of merging with God or merging with the One or with the Supreme. In 1973, Srila Prabhupada went to Tokyo. And at that time, of course, you know Tokyo. Their religion is Buddhism, merge with the nothing, nirvisesa sunyavadi. And Prabhupada spoke extremely strong that no, he spoke on this verse. There is God and there is us. We are minute, finite, and he is infinite simul. We are meant to serve him and give him pleasure. And Sukadeva Goswami even states, hearing the Bhagavatam is transcendental service. Speaking the Bhagavatam is transcendental service. Both the speaker and the hearer are purified. But unfortunately, in this Kali Yuga, everyone's thinking that I am God. I am God's gift to the world.
I have become the supreme. There was one person in the early days of New York, came to Srila Prabhupada, said, "Swamiji, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, I was higher than you." Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Please accept my obeisances. Otherwise, if you have no other business, you can go." Everyone's thinking, Avasuddha Buddhaya, Aruya Krichena Parampadam Tata Padantiado Nadrita Yusmat Angraya. Everyone's thinking, I'm very pure. I'm very advanced. But because one's consciousness is covered by desire for sense gratification and false idea of self, Avasuddha Buddhaya, polluted intelligence. Therefore, one never gets off the mundane plane. One stays on the mundane. We were at a festival, I think they call it, it was in the forest in the old days. Rainbow Festival, thank you. And one young man came up to us. It was in Missouri. We had a big Krishna camp making huge amounts of prasadam, chanting, giving people Krishna consciousness. And one guy was right outside our camp. He had a guitar. And I play guitar. This guy was lousy. He was big work, big work. He couldn't even play guitar. I said, "What's going on, buddy?" He said, "Oh, I'm experiencing God, and I'm the guitar God." And I was thinking, this guy is the guitar failure. He should hear me play. Then he'd think what guitar God. No, but his misconception, Aruya Krichena Parampadam Tata, because they have no regard for the lotus feet, Padantiado Nadrita Yusmarangraya. Therefore, they fall down again into this material world, thinking, "I'm God. I'm very advanced. I'm experiencing bhava. Now let's take some drugs." This is the illusion of the deceptive, what did Prabhupada call it? Deceptive? Huh? One more? Misconception. non-deceptive. So this is the deceptive form of bhakti. And the non-deceptive form that was being done by Lord Brahma, was being done by Maharaj Parikshit, all the great acharyas engaged in transcendental devotional service to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead without motivation and without desire. And that selfless service attitude gives one the advancement that we so eagerly desire to achieve. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. I feel a little sick today, I'm sorry.
Was test.